بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We move on to a hadith that shows us about the time of praying Jum'ah. When does Jum'ah time start? And when does Jum'ah time ends? And hadith 139 talks about this. And who will read it for us? Yes, brother.
Narrated Salama ibn al-Aqwa radiyallahu anhu. We used to offer the Jum'ah prayer with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and then depart at a time when the walls had no shade. We can use ourselves. Narrated by Bukhari.
And another narration?
In another narration, we used to perform Jum'ah when the sun was in decline, and on our return, we would be looking for shade.
Okay, this hadith was narrated by Salama ibn al-Aqwa', and he was one of those who took the pledge of allegiance under the tree, known as the people of the tree. What tree is that? The tree that the Prophet ﷺ took the pledge of death. When was that? This was in the Sulh al-Hudaybiyah, in the sixth year of Hijrah, when the Prophet ﷺ went to perform Umrah, and he went along with his companions, not taking any arms with them except individual arms, a sword, and that is it. No heavy armor, no shields, nothing. And when they reached Al-Hudaybiyah, they were prevented from entering. The pagans, the idol worshippers, came to them and said, no, you will not. And this was a first, because they never ever stopped anyone coming to pilgrimage or to visit the Kaaba. As they were the guardians of the Kaaba, this was the first time in history that they've stopped someone. And they refused that the Prophet would enter, and they signed a treaty, as you all know. Before signing the treaty, the Prophet ﷺ wanted to send someone to Mecca so that he would negotiate with the dignitaries of Mecca to allow them in. He suggested that Umar would be sent, and Umar declined and said, O Prophet of Allah, I don't have people, I don't have tribe, strong tribe in Mecca. I am strong by myself, but I need the backing of my tribe. But if you send Uthman, Uthman's tribe is bigger. And we know that Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, was from Bani Umayyah. So Muawiyah and Abu Sufyan and all these sons of Muawiyah, which is a prominent tribe of Mecca, were there. So he went. The minute he reached there, he was in his ihram. They told him, come and offer Umrah, our cousin. And he said, by Allah, I wouldn't offer Umrah, and the Prophet ﷺ is waiting outside and is not able to do this. I will only offer it with the Prophet. So they honored him and they kept him for a while. Because he did not come back quickly, the Prophet and the companions thought that they had killed him. So the Prophet wanted to attack and avenge his companion and his son-in-law. So he took the pledge of allegiance to die fighting under what is known as a shajara, the tree. And it's called Bay'atu Ar-Ridwan. This is what it's called as. And this shajara has another name. It's called Samura. And Samura in Arabic means shajara. And this is what the Prophet called the companions, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the battle of Hunayn. When they went to Taif, and this was in the eighth year of Hijrah, when they conquered Mecca in the Qa'dah, he went to Taif and they ambushed him, and everybody, there were 10,000 of the Muslims, 2,000 of the newly reverted or from the people that who were from Mecca, and 8,000 from his companions among the tribes, different tribes joined forces, 10,000. When they ambushed him early morning, they retreated, except the Prophet ﷺ, along with Al-Abbas, and also one of his cousins. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام started marching to the enemy on his mule, saying, I am the Prophet, without any doubt, I am the son of Abdul Muttalib. Now, the Prophet had only 3 or 4, maximum 7 people with him, marching to the enemy army, saying, أَنَا النَّبِيُّ لَا كَذِبْ أَنَا ابْنُ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبِ. So he's announcing it. And he wasn't on a horse, عليه الصلاة والسلام. He was on a mule that does not move. This to show you how strong his confidence and dependence on Allah was. And Al-Abbas is saying, I'm trying to keep the Prophet's mule back. And then the Prophet said, Abbas, call the Muhajireen, the Ansar, and Ashab al-Samurah, those who gave me the pledge of allegiance under the tree. And once he called them, they immediately came back to him and said, Labbaik, Ya Rasulullah, here we are. And those who could not, slaughtered their ride and walked. Because of the flow of the people, they just went back. And they started to form, defend the Prophet, and then they defeated the enemy. The Prophet says, whoever kills someone, he is allowed to take all his belongings. It belongs to him. He said that 4 of their men came to attack me while I was on the top of the mountain. He's on foot. When their leader came, he said, what's happened? Where is the rest of you? He said, since morning, there was a man throwing us with arrows and saying, take it, I am the son of Al-Aqwa. His name is Salama ibn Al-Aqwa. So he said, take it, I'm the son of Al-Aqwa. And he said that this guy has burdened us a lot. He had caused a lot of trouble to us. So their leader said, couldn't you send 4 men to take him out? Send 4 men. So they sent 4 men up to the mountain to attack him. And he is saying to them in Arabic, اليوم الرضع خذها وأنا ابن الأكوع. Today is the day of those who are stingy and mean. الرضع in Arabic means that stingy and mean. Why are they called رضع? رضع is from suckling. And a mean person who's stingy, instead of milking his goat so that the people would not hear him, he goes to the goat and drinks directly from it. So that's why they're calling anyone who's mean and stingy, who doesn't want his neighbors to know, he is from the Rudda. They went up and he said, by Allah, any man of you coming next to me, I'm going to kill him. I am Ibn al-Aqwa. And one of them said, you wish. They attacked him, he killed them all. One of them fled. And he said, whoa, this man is unbelievable. He kept on following them until he took every single camel of the sadaqah. And he took their goods. And he took they left everything and went. And this was approximately about sunset when the army of the Prophet ﷺ with the Prophet came. And the minute he saw him, the Prophet smiled and said, Salama, you have done something well. He said, Prophet of Allah, I request you, give me only 30 men on horseback and I will go and I will annihilate the whole tribe. I will completely destroy the whole tribe. Only give me 30 men. And the Prophet said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, Malakta fasjah, meaning that you have won, so keep it. Yani, be generous, be something like that. We have a short break. We'll be right back.